world is room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. No one will be lost. No one will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome, welcome, folks. You're in the Corporation Nation. It's the 16th of February, 2015. Welcome. So, going it alone today. So, we'll have some, we'll take some calls in the, probably in the second hour. I got sent a video. Tonight I really want to get something clear to folks. I get a lot of email. I get a little flack, actually. And it's funny because I get it from both sides. There's always a right and a left. The paradigm never seems to end around here. Unfortunately, I know we're all guilty of it. We all have been raised from birth to be there, be one side or the other. There's never a middle ground. That is how the rules of debate are formed, so that we never, ever really get to the right answer. There's always a right or wrong on each side, and they're generally opposed to each other, which, you know, if you think about it for a moment, doesn't really make much sense. There can be only one right. There can be only one thing that is right. And, of course, we talk about that often, and that, of course, the logical and reasonable thing that would be of right would be in accordance to the natural law. Very simple. According to scripture, it's not that hard to understand, but unfortunately, I can't seem to get people to understand and to comprehend when I'm talking about these things, folks, when I'm talking about government and when I'm talking about the corporate church. I'm not talking about your personal beliefs. I'm going to be honest with you, very honest with you right now. I don't give a flying beep about your personal beliefs. I do not care about your personal beliefs, and I don't expect you to care about mine. They are personal. What I consider God, what you consider God, what he considers God, those are personal things that have no platform here. Yes, every once in a while I'll ask someone, all right? We'll find out. We'll say, hey, what do you actually believe? Now, when I ask that question, folks, I'm not asking that question in the capacity of the law. You see, the problem is we can't seem to come down off our high horses, and we can't seem to separate fiction and reality. Reality is what you believe, folks. Reality is what's in your head, your personal religious views, which have nothing, absolutely nothing to do with law. Okay? I've said it before. There's two gods, folks. You have two gods. And I don't care. There's a very few of you that this doesn't apply to. All right? One God is government. The other God is your personal belief. Okay? But if you're a citizen of government, then you have to put the other one aside. You cannot bring your personal beliefs into the fiction. The fiction is a separate world. The law does not apply to the religious state of being that you are in. It doesn't care that you're alive. In fact, it tells you you are dead. You don't have a spiritual life. To be a citizen is to be spiritually dead. You must put that aside, folks. And quit emailing me and telling me what I believe. All right? I'm not talking about my personal beliefs. I'm not going to talk about my personal beliefs very often. Every once in a while, yes. I'm telling you, and I'm trying to explain to you, that whatever the Bible is, whatever it was, is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how governments and churches and popes and queens and kings and presidents have taken the Bible, sucked it in, twisted it, and created a legal system, an artificial system from that book, and they call it the law. They call it the law. They follow it as law. They recognize it as law, but it's not based on what you believe. If you, if you're an employee of mine, you're going to follow my rules, and your beliefs do not matter. Well, if you're a citizen, you're an employee of government. The government, it's what controls your actions. Now, if you are a man of God, a woman of God, if you are truly, truly, truly one who follows your religious beliefs. Now, I'm not talking about religion of the law of religion. I'm talking about your own personal beliefs. Then you can have nothing to do with government. That is if you read your Bible. All right? You can have nothing to do with churches if you read your Bible. The word church comes from an ancient word, actually. It's pagan, and it actually means circle. Comes from the old worship of an old female goddess, and I can't remember the name of what that is, but that carried on, and of course we know that the church carried through the pagan rituals such as Christmas, such as Easter, to basically inundate and induce people to become quote unquote legal Christians. Alright, so like I said, I really want to drive this home today, folks. I'm so tired. I'm flabbergasted by how many emails I get telling me from one side or the other that I'm too religious or that I'm trying to say that the religion is of the state. When I give you the definition of religion, I'm giving you a legal definition of religion. When I say religion is literally defined, folks, as man's relation to God. That is a fictional definition of man. I'm not saying that's your definition. But if you're a citizen of government, then that becomes your law. Because that is the law of government that you're participating in, that you're a citizenship. Again, put your personal beliefs aside. They don't matter. They will not be heard in court. They have nothing to do with your employment to government. You are entering into a fictional world when you become a citizen. And that happens at birth, unfortunately. All right? So if we are getting any kind of benefits, if we're getting any kind of rights, if we have any obligations to anything fictional, any contractual obligations whatsoever, then God goes by the wayside. You're turning your back on God, literally. And that's what it says in the Bible. All right? Now, One of the stupidest debates out there, and again, I'm probably going to get flack for this. I'm just speaking the utter truth of the fiction. Yeah, it's strange. You know, think about it this way, folks. What is, if government is opposed to the natural law, or in other words, equity, if government promotes equality over equity, when we look up equity, it simply has one short definition. It means adherence to natural law, or the laws of nature. When we look up equality, it has to be defined in so many different ways, because that is the two types of ways that you are governed. Either you're self-governing in equity, and you never have to be injured into the fiction, into man's law, or you are under equality, which is what we all cherish as if it's just the end-all, be-all. Well, let's go to this video here. It's only about a minute and a half, but it was a recent CNN, Chris Cuomo. You know, I used to work in Cincinnati at the airport, and I was a gate agent, you know, taking tickets, flying for free all the way around, and I used to handle his father, I think it was, from New York. He used to come in, Cuomo. I remember this. Total gangster. Anyway, now we have a Chris Cuomo on CNN, of course. It's all in the family. Anyway, he's talking to a judge who is a very religious man. There is obviously what is going on in this conversation, just to set it up here, is you have two different views. One is a purely secular view, which you would think would be coming from the judge, but it's not. It's coming from Mr. Cuomo, because, of course, he's a secular guy. Jew. And over here you have this judge who is just all high and mighty on himself, right? Because he's a judge. He is taking the place of God and judging man before the great judgment, right? That's what he's doing. So you've got the judge over here saying, talking about the perspective, the religious perspective. And you've got Chris Cuomo from CNN literally saying, our rights do not come from God. I want you to get this through your head, folks. Your rights don't come from God. This is a true statement. And what he is saying, and what he is talking about, are citizens. They're talking about the Constitution. Remember, we're not under the Constitution, folks. We don't get rights from the Constitution. The judge knows this, which is really what peeves me. But the Constitution is not a Christian document. It doesn't say the word Christ once in it. It has nothing to do with Christianity. It's quite against Christianity. All right? So when this guy says our rights do not come from God, we have to define terms. What does he mean? Who is our? What does he mean by rights? And who is he saying is God? Well, do our rights come from God? Do citizen rights? When I go and join a gym, when I become an employee of a corporation, do my rights come from God? No, absolutely not. My rights come from either government or from the job. That's that. My obligations and rights are set out in paper. I sign a thing that says I'm going to work there. Those are my rights. Do my rights come from God as an employee of a company? No. Do my rights come from God as a citizen of the United States? Absolutely not. It's so obvious. But you see, the problem is we cannot separate our secular life and our spiritual life. And remember, secular means spiritual death. So you cannot bring in your personal opinion. You cannot bring in your own religion. You must realize and remember that anytime you're dealing with government, you're dealing with the opposite of religion. Religion is defined by government as man's relation to God. If your relation to God is through government, as a citizen, if you're living as a fictional character in their legal system, their fiction, then that's your God. Your rights come from it, not from God. This is very, you know, everybody's out there's going, oh my God, oh no, he said our rights don't come from God, that's horrible. No, he's telling the absolute truth. I mean, this guy knows what he's talking about. He should, he's a Jew. People created this system. Let's take a listen to this, about an hour, a minute and a half. Got that queued up there, Dan.
A matter for the Supreme Court reserved to the states.
Is equal protection a matter for the Supreme Court? The answer is, of course, yes. Equal, as guaranteed in the
everybody
Fifth Amendment.
Has
That's
a
what
right.
this is. Go ahead, Your Honor.
Everybody has a right to equal protection.
Yes.
And so does an equal application of the law. Every person in this country and in this state has a right to marry a person of the opposite sex. According to the
and why not extend it to the same sex? Why isn't that's clearly within the bounds of a reckoning of equal protection?
Because that's not
why
in
not
the
do
that's not in his that's not in the historical definition of marriage. Never has been. It's going to be created if it is created, which I do not believe it should be or would be.
Well, you don't believe that as a matter of personal opinion, right? But times change, definitions change. We didn't think
no,
blacks were equal to
that
white.
Is a matter
that
of,
changed.
I believe that's a matter of law because our rights contained in the Bill of Rights do not come from the Constitution. They come from God. It's clearly stated.
Our do not come from God, Your Honor, and you know that. They come from
oh,
man.
Well, let me ask you one question. Let me ask you one question, Chris. Is the Declaration of Independence law?
You would call it organic law as a basis for future laws off of it.
I would call it the organic law because the United States Code calls it organic law. It is organic law because the law of this country calls it the organic law of our country, means where our rights come from. And if they come from there, men can't take
our
them away.
Our rights do not come from God. That's your faith. That's my faith. But that's not our country.
Well,
our laws
now
come
that's
from
not
the
a matter of faith,
collective
sir.
Agreement and compromise.
Huh. So what does he say? Is he all bad and evil? No, he says, that's your faith, that's my faith. But the law of government is a different thing. See, he's not saying our as men. He's saying our as citizens. Again, he's making the distinction that, Judge, I agree with you. I agree that our rights come from God. And that, and like what's-his-name said, yeah, you got a republic if you can keep it. Problem is, folks, you can't keep it because you become citizens of a corporation. You can't keep a republic because you're not even in the republic. You're swimming in the sea of commerce in a ship that was given to you by the United States outside of any constitutional purview, and yet you still hold up signs as if you're the people. You are not the people. You are not the people of the states. You're not the people. You are foreigners in your state. You are not in the republics. You are acting, as we talked about with KW, makes all perfect sense now. You're acting an agency. You're an agent. You're a foreign person in a foreign state. You have nothing. There's no God there. You're jeez. Now, if the inverse was the case, then yeah, you would be under that quote-unquote organic. Organic just means original. Doesn't really mean what it's not that great. It's not really a religious term or anything. It just means original. As we know, original can be changed. So what are they saying? They're talking about gay marriage here, guys. Is gay marriage, should gay marriage, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, folks. I'm going to give you my honest answer, because remember, I can empathize with these people. I can actually think like them because I allow myself to empathize with evil. It's not fun. I don't like it. But the only way to understand this crap is to start thinking like them. You're never going to defeat them unless you know how they consider you. What they consider, how they think, and until you can separate yourself from your own damn belief system and realize that while you're in their belief system, you have to follow their beliefs, their laws, in other words, not God's law. You have to act against the laws of nature. You have to against the laws of the Bible, the scriptures. You have to go against that to be a citizen. You're in two separate jurisdictions. You're either in the spiritual or you're in the civil. You cannot be in both. You cannot be in mammon and be under God or God's law. It's impossible. It cannot coexist. Again, read your Bible. It's right there. So when I talk about this stuff, I'm talking about it from the perspective of them, of their law, man's law. And we are employees under contract of that law. Period. End of story. Take your personal beliefs, put them in the drawer when you're listening to this show, okay? Now, what is he talking about? Should gay marriage be protected? And the answer is yes, folks, because we're talking about secular law. This has nothing to do with religious thought. Remember, separation of church and state. These people... These people aren't in adherence to the natural law. What is Title 42 U.S. Code 1981? Section 1981 of Title 42, it says, Statement of Equal Rights. Equal rights under the law. Remember, this means that everybody is forced to be equal. In other words, you have equal punishment, equal obligation, all of that stuff. I've read this before, but it just doesn't sink in. All persons within the jurisdiction of the United States shall have the same right in every state and territory to make and enforce contracts, which is why we're in so much trouble, to sue, be parties, give evidence, and to the full and equal benefit of all laws and proceedings for the security of persons and property, not men, but persons and property, as is enjoyed by white citizens, there's your 14th Amendment, and shall be subject to like punishment, pains, penalties, taxes, licenses, and exactions of every kind, and to no other. Again, all persons within the jurisdiction of the United States who allow themselves to make and enforce contracts shall be subject to like punishment, pains, penalties, taxes, licenses, and exactions of every kind. That means every single one of you are equally protected under the law so that you can be equally punished, put in pain, given penalties and taxes forced to have licenses to do anything good, and exactions, which is extortion, you are equally protected to be extorted under the law. That is what equality is. That is absolutely abhorrent to God. It is abhorrent to equity, which is in agreeance or abeyance to the natural law. You gotta understand, folks, there is no purpose for government, no purpose whatsoever, except to go against the laws of nature. I want to make this clear. The only purpose for evil is to go against good. You do not need a government if everybody is acting under God. You don't need it. Okay? It's a contractual situation. What is Part B of Title 42, Section 1981? Make and enforce contracts. So we're going to define what it means. Now, what did it say? All persons within the jurisdiction of the United States shall have the same right in every state and territory to make and enforce contracts. Does that mean you have to? Does that mean you have to become a citizen of the United States? Absolutely not. The jurisdiction is always there for you if you want it. Well, we are not in want, I'll tell you that. We're put into it by our parents at birth. What does it mean to make and enforce contracts? Now remember, marriage is nothing but a contract. That's all it is. We're not talking about a marriage under God. We're talking about getting an ordained priest, one ordained and given permission and license from the state to create a contract between a man, a woman, and the state. What does it mean to make and enforce contracts? Well, for purposes of this section, the term make and enforce contracts includes the making, performance, modification, and termination of contracts, and the enjoyment of all benefits, privileges, terms, and conditions of the contractual relationship. Well, folks, what are the benefits? What are the rights that you get from this contractual relationship with the United States? Remember, we just read them. Punishment, pains, penalties, taxes, licenses, and exactions, and extortions of every kind. But don't worry, we're all equal in our enslavement to this. We're all equal in how we are exacted and extorted and put in pain. It's okay. We're all equal in our taxation. We're all equally screwed because we all need licenses to do anything. It's okay. That's what equality is, man. Rah, rah, equality. Now, most important about this section is probably the thing that nobody realizes what the hell this is actually saying. Now, if you're not a state, if you're not a private citizen in the state, if you are a U.S. citizen, meaning you have domicile in the United States, in Washington, D.C., and you have temporary residence as a foreigner, an agent in the state that you're living in, guess what? You have no protections. You're not the people of the state. The state cannot protect you from the jurisdiction of the United States. What does it say? Section C, Title 42, U.S. Code, Section 1981. Protection against impairment of this code. Remember, this is talking about all persons. That includes all of you who are citizens. All persons who are citizens of the United States, who have your driver's license and your social security and all your benefits and your pensions and everything that keeps you stuck in hell. This is for you, folks. The rights protected by this section. Okay, what are the rights protected by this section again? Oh, that's right. The right to make contracts and punishment, pains, penalties, taxes, licenses, and exactions of every kind. That's all kinds of extortion. Exaction is defined, again, as the right of someone to take what is not their due. Who does that, folks? Police, maybe? They write you a ticket, take money from you when we don't owe them anything? That's what exaction is. Extortion, very slightly different, but it's the same thing. Extortion is defined as exaction, same vice versa. Okay, so the rights, which we just read, oh, but rights are from God. No, they're not. The rights are listed right here under Title 42, Section 1981, equal rights under the law. Here's your rights. Punishment, pains, penalties, taxes, licenses, and exactions, extortion. And the right to make and enforce contracts, of course. To sue and be sued. To be parties or agents to give evidence. And the full and equal benefit of all laws. Okay, well, the enjoyment of all benefits. Enjoy, it doesn't mean you're having fun. Enjoyment is not a good thing, folks. It means you're enjoying whatever the contract allows you to enjoy. Which is Punishment, pains, penalties, taxes, licenses, and exactions of every kind. All right. The rights that we just read, protected by this section for you who are citizens of the United States, not under God, are protected against impairment by non-governmental discrimination and impairment under color of state law. You see, when you're a United States citizen, every state law is merely the color of law compared to the United States law. The jurisdiction of the United States reigns supreme. The law of the sea, the maritime admiralty jurisdiction of international law, reigns supreme over any local law because you are a foreign citizen. Can you separate your religious beliefs and your patriotic bull from what reality is? This is telling you very clearly what reality is. The rights that are protected by this section, your equal rights under the federal law, your right to be put in pain, punishment, penalties, taxes, licenses, to be sued, to be extorted and exacted from, all the benefits of the laws, those are protected. The state cannot protect you because you are not the people in the Republic of the State. The United States, folks, the United States is a corporation. It is not a republic. It is required to protect the republics under the Constitution. The republics are the states, not the United States. The United States is a separate corporation, which is in Washington, D.C. It is not in any of the states. State law, folks, is protected, is excluded. That's why federal law always trumps. Why you go into a courtroom, you're in a federal court automatically. Because you're a federal agent. You're you're a temporary resident in your state. And because of that, the foreign law applies. The states have a contractual relationship with the United States to enforce the federal law. We all know this. Cops know this. And the only way you're going to get out from under that is to stop being a foreigner, to go back to being the people, to go back to being what we've been talking about on this show. But until that point, folks, I'm here to tell you that if you approach me, I'm gonna get mad. I'm gonna tell you off. I'm gonna block your email. If you come at me with religious crap that has nothing to do with what we're talking about on this show, if you come at me with patriotic crap that has nothing to do with what the situation that we are in or what we are talking about on this show, I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm so sick and tired of the ignorance. What does the Bible say about ignorance? That we're going to perish from it. And guess what? We're perishing as we speak. I was checking the birth rates for all us white folks out here in America. And you know what? Birth rates are down. We are being bred out, folks. We are not even having enough babies in this country to support our own future. All we got is immigration. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation.
Let's build a happy little cloud. Let's build some happy little trees. There are no limits here. You start out by believing here. This is your world. You're the creator. Find freedom on this canvas. Believe that you can do it. Because you can do it. Because you can do it. Relax, let it flow. Think like water. Think like water. Think like water. Relax, let it flow. You can go on and on and on.
All right, folks, we'll be back.
Make mistakes.
Oh, good times. Well, gee, do I sound a little angry? You know, I'm angry, but I'm angry about a lot of things, folks. I wish you were angry too, honestly. I really do, because I'm so tired. I mean, I'm exhausted. Literally to my bones figuring this stuff out. Of course, I thank all my people that come on here and enlighten me every day. I feel very fortunate to have gotten to this point and couldn't have done it without all these people. So, man. Well, you know, so let's get back to the subject here. What are we talking about when we're talking about What did I say before? I said, look, folks, the reality is, the reality of the fiction, of course, is that marriage is nothing more and nothing less than a contract between the man, woman, and the state. It is nothing else. Unfortunately, I wish it was something else. All right? The word commitment stems from the 1600s. It's an act commitment. So what do you have? You have a commitment ceremony, right? It's an action of officially consigning to the custody of the state. From the committing of oneself to a pledge or a promise, an obligation, an engagement. Why do you think they call it, oh, that's so sweet, you got engaged? What did you get engaged to do? To fulfill a pledge, a promise, a commitment of yourself. You're literally being committed into the state. The custody of the state. The Appellate Court of Illinois defines marriage as a civil contract. It is a civil contract, not a religious one. It is not a compact or a vow to God. Even though you say such things, remember, there's a separation of religion and state. If you're saying you vows to your husband or your future wife, they're falling on deaf ears. Government is God. You can't give vows in a marriage commitment ceremony where you're becoming the custody of the state, and of course any offspring is going to be custody of the state. Marriage is a civil contract, nothing else. Marriage is a civil contract to which there are three parties: the husband, the wife, and the state. Folks, those aren't men. Those are legal fictions. Husband, that's not a man. Wife, well, that's certainly not a man. State, nope, not a man. This is civil, folks. This is fiction. You're not getting married under God. You're getting married under the magistrate. Your religion, therefore, as the state defines it, your religion says that your relationship to God is through the magistrate. You're giving vows and doing something that is completely against God. Marriage is not what you think. What else does it say? The state represents the public interest in the institution of marriage. The public interest is what allows the state to intervene in certain situations to protect the interests of members of the family. What are the interests of the members of the family? Oh, that's right. Punishment, pains, penalties, taxes, licenses, exactions, and extortions. The right to be sued and to enjoy all those benefits. So it protects those interests. It's your equal rights. The state is like a silent partner in the family who is not active in the everyday running of the family, but becomes active and exercises its power and authority when necessary to protect some important interest of family life. Folks, you know what the state considers you as far as its interest. Your livestock. Live-stock. It has to protect its interest in your future labor. And, of course, your future offspring. It has to make sure that your offspring are part of that marriage contract so that when you go and you to the delivery room, you're delivering your baby, making it, what was it again? Oh, yeah, an infant of unknown parentage. You're not claiming paternity. You're giving your child. Well, guess what? That's because marriage is a civil contract to which there are three parties, the husband, the wife, and the state. Linneman versus Linneman. Van Coten versus Van Coten. The state has a wide range of power for limiting parental freedom and authority in things affecting the child's welfare. In fact, the entire familial relationship involves the state. That's your magistrate. That's God talking, folks. This is why I say separate yourself from your religion, because when you're in court, that magistrate is your God. That judge, you're prejudged. You're doomed from the beginning. You're doomed, which just means judged, when you pop out of your mother's womb and she signs you up for birth, for delivery, abandonment to the state. You're pre-doomed. You're prejudged. Until you're not a citizen of the United States anymore, you're automatically already judged. The law applies to you. It's just a matter of when the court says that law is gonna affect you. Laws just sit there, man. If you don't ever break a law, it probably won't affect you. Let's see. Let's read some more, because I want this to be clear. Meadows versus Meadows, quoting Tilleman versus Roberts, Ayers versus Kelly, Black's Law Dictionary, 5th edition as well, Chandler versus Whatley. The primary control and custody of infants is with the government. Now, we know that's true, folks. You can't deny that after what we've been talking about. Infant. Infant is not a man. It's not a boy. It's not a kid. It's a legal fiction. An infant is what comes from the birth certificate. An infant is what the parents, a legal term, abandons to the birth. The court stands in the position of parens patria of children. That simply means, well, here, parens patria, literally, parent of the country. Why? Because it's in the first position. Marriage is a civil contract to which there are three parties, the husband, the wife, and the state. Who do you think has the power in that relationship, folks? Oh, I'm sure it's the wife, right? The wife tells the state what to do, isn't that right? Yeah, that's it. Parent of the country refers traditionally to the role of state as sovereign and guardian of persons under legal disability. Persons under legal disability. Infants. The insane. You know they say that an infant is the same as a lunatic? An infant is the same as a lunatic. That's a maxim of law. Why? Because a lunatic can't be under the law. It doesn't have the power to reason. Doesn't have the power to decide for itself. The state, the parents, parent of the country, the sovereign, the guardian of persons under legal disability. Pursuant to the parents patria doctrine, the primary control and custody of infants is with the government, to be delegated to you, to be delegated, as of course, to their natural guardians and protectors. So here you go. Natural guardians and protectors, which is you. But of course, if you're a natural, what we've been talking about, if you're natural and you become fictional, the fiction is a contractual relationship that overrules the natural. So the state literally grants you, delegates to you, who are the natural guardians and protectors, in other words, the actual parents, so long as such guardians are suitable persons to exercise it. In other words, you have to be good little citizens. You have to be good little citizens for the state to allow you to raise your own children, because they aren't your own children. You've contractually abandoned them to the state. Going on, in other words, the state is the father and mother of the child. This is in court, folks. This is the judge talking. This is the opinion of the law. Remember, in order to understand the law, you have to realize that the law is an entity. You don't think of it as a man, but you have to think about it, say, like Walmart. If you work for Walmart, you damn well better respect what Walmart's rules are. If Walmart had a jail, they'd throw you in it, but instead they have to just fire you. In other words, the state is the father and mother of the child, and the natural parents are not entitled to custody except upon the state's beneficent recognition that natural parents presumably will be the best of its citizens to delegate its custodial powers. You hear that, folks? What did KW talk about? The state is the custodian. It delegates its custodial powers to citizens, if they are suitable persons, citizens, to exercise that power of custody. You think custody is just a battle between the man and the woman? The man, the husband and wife? Absolutely not. The reason your child is held custody in these law battles by a bunch of really corrupt attorneys is, I'm reading the reason. The law devolves the custody of infant children upon their parents, not so much upon the ground of natural right in the later, not because you have a natural right that you actually exercise. God forbid you should exercise any of your God-given rights. But it's because the interests of children and the good of the public as a general rule be thereby promoted. In other words, The fact that the state has custody of your child, owns your child because you abandon it to the state, that's for the good of the public as a general rule, thereby promoted. So why the hell would government want gay people to get married? Why the push to have gay people get married? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're going to adopt. What or who are they going to adopt, folks? Why do you think shows like Modern Family are on right now? To show what good parents gay couples can be. Now, I'm not going to say that's true or not true. I don't care. I'm only telling you the reasons why this happens. I'm keeping my personal opinion out of it, you see, like I try to most days. It's difficult, I admit. Obviously difficult for a lot of you people out there, too. So whether gay people make good parents or not, I'm not interested in. I'm only interested in what government thinks, what it's promoting, what the new order of things is going to be. And obviously, they're promoting gay marriage and gay adoption. Okay? Like it or not, because it's not your choice. It's not your decision. Your beliefs don't matter to them. You can sign all the petitions you want. You're signing them as a foreign agent. It doesn't matter what you tell your congressman. They don't give a crap. You're not the people. Get that through your head. Put your signs down, you fools. Put your petitions away. Quit calling your congressman. Unless you're going to ask him why the hell they didn't tell you this before. You might want to ask him who they're actually representing, since there's no damn people to represent. They're the only people left. Do you ever think about that? Well, gee, why don't they do the will of the people? Because there are no people. It's their will and their will alone, folks. There's no people. We're visitors. We're foreigners. We don't get to make the law. We don't. We're screwed in that capacity. So let's. Okay, now we know what marriage is. We know that your child has been abandoned. It is an infant of unknown parent. It is in the custody of the state, which is the federal government. And therefore, you're allowed to raise your own children as long as you're good little citizens. But does that have anything to do with religion? No, not one thing. Your personal belief in this matter does not matter. Your personal belief in whether this is true or not, this thing that I'm reading right from the damn courts, it doesn't matter, folks. It does not matter what your opinion is, because you're in a contractual relationship. You're in a contract. You you have that equal right. It's protected, and the states can't protect you from that right. The states cannot protect you from the federal rights that are forced upon you through contract. Because remember, the term make and enforce contracts, making, performance, modification, and termination of contracts, the enjoyment of all those benefits, privileges, terms, and conditions of the contractual relationship. Well, that ship is citizenship, relationship. Relationship to God. You see, whoever is the creator is the God. God, if you look it up in any dictionary, does not just say the supreme being. All right? This is an ancient term. It's used throughout the Bible. And if you actually look at the concordance in the Bible, it mentions God one time. Everything else is talking about lords and kings and God. He's not talking about God in the Bible, folks. Yes, God is mentioned, but God is never mentioned as a man. There's divine inspiration, yes. But the gods, Baal and all the different gods that are, why does it say don't have any gods before me? Because gods are all throughout the Bible. The word God doesn't automatically mean the almighty creator. It refers to kings as creators. Who creates your person? Who creates the infant? Who creates the birth certificate? Who creates the law? Who creates all these things that you're under a contractual relationship? Folks, that's God. It's the God that you've contracted with. I'm sorry, you don't like that. I know it's painful, but you have to separate yourself. You have to be able to think logically and rationally to understand the evil that you're participating in. If you don't know that you're participating in evil? Well, how can you call it out? How can you do anything about it? Why do you think I spend so much time doing this? I don't get paid for this, folks. Do you understand that? I'm not getting paid. What is driving me? I'll tell you what's driving me. It's that thing I don't like to talk about. It's my personal religion. My personal religious feelings are what drives me. My morals, my ethics, my values, my family values, all those things. That's what drives me. There's no mammon in that. There's no money in that. I'm not here to declare what you should believe as far as your religious feelings. Those should be obvious. You know, everybody out there knows. Even the most evil, corrupt people know what is right and wrong, what is good and evil. You know. Now, I want to be clear here that we also have to understand how government views the natural law. How does government view God? How does government think of God and the laws of nature that are of God? Well, we'll talk about that when we get back.
Living in the street. Oh, there's a solution.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had three bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Scientists have been battling to understand this unappealing object is all about. Battles about. Some level of what the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems. In the form of energy, all our sensory systems, and then it explodes into this enormous collage.
All right. Operation Age. Let's see if we can get through this real quick. Now, let's go to Bouvier's Law Dictionary, 1856. Like I said, I like to go to Bouvier's of 1856 because it was specifically designed to define terms regarding the notion or intent of the Constitution. All right? That's why it says the Constitution is nothing but a debt compact. Nothing else. A debt contract. Law of nature. How does it define the law? Now, it has to define it because it goes against it. How do you go against something? How do you have evil without good? How do you compare good with evil if you don't have something to acknowledge as good? So what is the law of nature? The law of nature is that which God, the sovereign of the universe, so, okay, we're not talking about a king here, has prescribed to all men, not by any formal promulgation, but by the internal dictate of reason alone. Why do I keep saying that Scripture as God's law is because it is so absolutely understandable and reasonable and right. Anybody can look at it, read it, and know that it's right. All it takes is reason. That's it. That's why only men of reason, this is very important, folks, only men of reason are able to be citizens, are able to stand in front of a court. To have standing, you must have a reason. You must be above the animals. Right? That's why a lunatic or an infant cannot stand trial. They can't defend themselves. They don't have the reason to understand the choice they've made. Problem is, neither do you, or neither do we, I should say. It is discovered, the natural law of nature is discovered by a just consideration of the agreeableness or disagreeableness of human actions to the nature of man, and it comprehends all the duties which we owe either to the Supreme Being, to ourselves, or to our neighbors, as reverence to God, self-defense, temperance, honor to our parents, benevolence to all, a strict adherence to our engagements, gratitude, and the like. The primitive laws of nature may be reduced to six, namely, comparative sagacity, or reason, so we can reason, self-love, the attraction of the sexes to each other, the tenderness of parents towards their children, the religious sentiment, and social ability. Well, let's see, how many of those do we qualify for as citizens of the United States? Are we reasonable? Absolutely not. Do we self-love? Oh, well, we get that one. The attraction of the sexes to each other? Well, it's for some of us. The tenderness of parents towards their children? Well, we abandon our children to the state, so I think not. But we still act that way because we have no idea of our actions. And the religious sentiment? We have sociability down, but the religious sentiment? Well, actually, no. Social ability, I won't give us that, because what's the law now, right? Probably a law written by a social code written by priests and politicians. What does it say? Oh, never talk about religion or law or politics in mixed company. Used to be the how do you know you're talking to a gentleman? How do you know you're talking to a real man? Because they could talk about religion and politics. I can't talk about that with anybody around this place. Especially with these Mormons. For God's sake. The tenderness of parents towards their children, the religious sentiment. Well, we have the religious sentiment, but it's been sucked, twisted from us. The state has become our religious sentiment, as it defines when I say the relationship of man to God is religion, because that's the legal opinion. That's a legal court case. That's a judge speaking, not me. When we come back, we'll finish with this. We'll get to the law of nature, how it applies to the notion of a male and a female only being married. We'll be back.
With financial uncertainty,